Today I'm going to talk to you about this house that you've been building for 32 years. This community called Beacon that lives within a greater geographic community called the Lower Mainland of British Columbia, called the West Coast of North America, called the Earth. This building is a house for Beacon, and Beacon is a house for us, as the children's story I read earlier says. And the more you think about it, the more things are houses for things. Beacon is a house for learning and growing, and it's also a house for justice and compassion. Beacon is a house for seekers and seekers after truth and meaning. It is a house for dignity and respect. This is a house for conscience and true democracy, and a house that holds safe a vision of a world community where all its inhabitants live in peace. We are a house where there is respect for that interdependent web of existence of which we are all part. And once you start thinking this way, it seems that whatever you see is either a house or it lives in a house. So who have we built this house for? We are a house for people who need to get out of the cold, who are lonely and need contact, need to connect. We know that this world is a tough one to build community in. Too many people are existing in little boxes, little condo boxes, little digital boxes, little prejudice fear boxes. Separation, isolation, segregation makes people lonely. Lonely people need a place to come to where they can connect to other people, people who are welcoming and warm and respectful. We are a house for people who are confused and need rational, considerate, contemplative conversation. It is really a struggle, I find, to separate the political hype and media storm from what our conscience directs us to be, to do. We are awash with competing messages from many spheres, and we know that repetition is used by these parties that want us to give them our money, our assent, or our vote. Repetition works even when the facts are wrong. And this dissonance, it confuses us. So we need a place where we can quietly listen for our own conscience, a place to hear our own truth amid the clanging and the shouting. In this house, there are rooms built for those who need quiet reflection and rooms for considered conversation. And we also offer rooms with good listening for those who need to practice being heard. We're a house for people who are afraid and need comfort. So much fear in this world. Again, we are awash in fear. Fear to speak our minds, fear to love, fear to be the radiant, beautiful people that we are. And here, in this house, we can be that. And we can be that for others and reflect back to them their radiant selves. We are a house for people who are hungry. In this house, we keep our doors and our windows open so that we can step out into the world and see what the greater community needs from us. We step out into the greater community and feed the hungry at the Tri-Cities Food Bank. And our youth reach out to homeless youth who need to know that somebody cares. We are a house for the hungry of food and hungry for spiritual nourishment. In this house, you will find good cooks and the spiritual sustenance that will revive you. We are a house for people who are perhaps a little too comfortable and need some inspiration to move. People who need a little nudge in the right direction. People who need a little nudge, perhaps even people who might need a push to get out of that place of comfort, of complacency, and give back to the community. We are a house for people who need hope. We are a house of hope for those who know we are here and yet can't get to us, yet knowing we are here doing what we are doing, this house, our house, gives them hope. We offer so much in this big Beacon house. And isn't it ironic that we aren't even talking about a bricks and mortar house with a really big mortgage and grass to cut? Maybe one day, but for now, we have lots to keep us busy and satisfied and challenged in this virtual house. We offer a lot, but what does it cost to offer all this relevance, this gorgeousness? Or rather, what is required of us? What are the expectations to be a member of this house? This is a question that I'm often asked by newcomers or new members, and it's good to remind ourselves what they are. I see that there are four areas of expectation for membership in this house. The first expectation is that you show up on Sunday mornings. Because this is where you experience the community in its fullness. This is where we worship together, share the things of worth. This is where we truly are an intergenerational community, an intentional intergenerational community, where we celebrate births and deaths, where we can smile at the developing toddler and share our wonder as they grow into childhood, and celebrate the awe as they morph into passionate and articulate youth. This is where we reach out and touch someone and hug someone, look into someone's eyes and see our own hearts reflected back. We sing together, drink coffee and tea together. This is where we are nourished. The second expectation is that you keep growing. This is the place to intentionally pursue your spiritual growth. This Unitarian community is called a living tradition. This means that we are searching, questioning, evolving, deepening, testing on this human journey. And we do this sometimes alone, but sometimes we do it together. And there are groups here that you can join and grow and learn together. Soul Matters, a prayer group, a humanist group. Part of this expectation is that along with your personal growth, you are just as committed to encouraging the growth in others. And when they share their journey with you, and it's really, really different from yours, you don't judge, you don't criticize. You get curious. You ask questions. You yearn to understand. You commit to going deeper together into the very heart of meaning and truth. Now, the third expectation of membership here in the Big House of Beacon is that you contribute financially to the best of your ability. We are self-sufficient and self-managing. Every Unitarian congregation is independently organized, independently run. We call this congregational polity, and it means that we have no external or hierarchical authority to which we are responsible. We are responsible for our own house. And this house has bills to pay. We pay rent for using this building. We pay salaries to 7 part-time staff. We run programs. We support our members to participate in educational events, and we contribute to the Unitarian Council of Canada. And we give people our resources. We give to people in need, and we give to community organizations that are committed to the same values that we hold and live by. Now, the final and fourth area of expectation is that you find a way and a place to contribute to the organizing of this community. You participate by giving your time and your talents and your skills. You find a way to serve. You serve the whole house by pitching in on Sunday mornings, making coffee, assisting in the RE program downstairs, volunteer to lead a service, or read a poem, or tell a children's story. You serve the big house by offering your time and skill to become a youth advisor, a board member, or a hospital visitor. You serve the wider community by helping at the food bank, participating in the denomination across Canada. There is a place for you to serve. So these are the four expectations of hanging out in this Beacon Big House. Attend worship, grow spiritually, give financially, and serve others. This is not a community that will survive without the contributions of everyone. There is room. There is a room. There are many rooms for you to do your thing here. There is a place for you, and you are needed. I've said it before. I say it now. I think these are dangerous days that we live in. People are desperately lonely, deeply confused, hugely empty. People are looking for what you have created right here. They need what you have worked hard to create, this place of welcome and justice, a place of compassion and acceptance. This doesn't exist everywhere in the world. This is unique, and it is needed. I urge you to continue to give to this Beacon Big House all that you can, and then perhaps a little bit more. For those that are here, and for those who are about to arrive, and for those who simply need to know that this house of hope and care exists. We are in the river together, swimming, swimming, swimming to the other side. We are on a mighty journey in these dangerous times. I'd like to close with these words, which are a prayer from the Arizona Hopi Nation. There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are being torn apart, and they will suffer greatly. Know that the river has a destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore, push off into the middle of the river, see who is in there with you, and celebrate. At this time in history, we are taking nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to a halt. The time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we have been waiting for. So let's get this party started.